Yud Aleph Sivan Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Halacha Yitchet. We're going to Simen Kuf Mem Daled Halacha Vav. So we're continuing with Kibud Av V'Em, and here we're learning about how careful the parents have to be not to be oivel, what's called Lifne Evil, and cause their children to respond in a negative way. So the Kitzah teaches us the following. One is not allowed to hit, the parent's not allowed to hit his child who's an adult. Now, the term adult here, according to Ketuv Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mean years. It's all based on the nature of the child, which is quite scary in relative to today's generation. Why? Because the whole concern is, says a Ketuv, if a parent is worried that he's going to, by, let's say, hitting his child, or even, according to Pesach Ketuvos, saying too many harsh things and, you know, too powerful, then and that's going to cause the child, instead of listen, but it's going to cause the child to what's called yatris connected with dibur b'maisa, which means he's going to respond with the negative words, degrading words, etc., or even action chas v'shalom, like hitting back. So then the halacha is, even if he's not bar mitzvah, one is not allowed to hit their child. Probably this is one of the strong sources in this generation, unfortunately, but it falls into the halacha category that a parent is not allowed to hit his child, because at that point the response is going to be a negative response. So rather, the Kitzah says you should use only words, reproof, meaning correct the child. And again, today you have to be so careful. You're not doing it in a positive way and with love, and you're doing it out of anger. Better not to do any chinuch than to do chinuch that is negative. That's one of the famous rules. Some of the hits is child that b'nei agadol, if a person does, meaning everything we just said, if a person doesn't listen to these halachas, minad united is to put him into excommunication because he's overly evil. So today we don't put anyone to nidui, but a person has to take to heart everything that we're learning here. A person has an obligation to honor his stepmother, the same thing as his stepfather. And this, by the way, according to some Shani was in this, is a chiv d'oraisa. So honoring again means, honoring means taking care, feeding, etc., all the positive things. It doesn't include mora. Mora means the laws of you calling someone by the first name, etc. But if the father, for example, is going to be makpid, that he's going to be upset that his child is calling his stepmother, meaning his new wife, by her name, then it's included in Kibud Av V'Em anyway. So you have to be careful with that too. So a person has this obligation so long as, let's say, his father is around, meaning to honor one's stepmother is only as long as his father's around, because it's really an extension of honoring his father. But what's interesting is that it's proper even after the death of his father or his mother to respect and show respect and kindness to his stepmother and stepfather, even though the obligation is not the same level of obligation. A person is obligated to honor his older brother, and this, by the way, also includes older sister, according to many Peskim. And the chiddush of the kitzah that the Achronim point out is that it's not the way I think most people think, that it means the bechor, the oldest. Rather, it means anyone that's older than you, any sibling that's older than you, which is an amazing thing. So this is something very much to take to heart. Even by twins, I saw that Piskachuvas writes, and so Piskin hold that you go based on whoever was born first. Interestingly enough, the Derech Pikudecha holds differently. I think that's from the Chabad, I forgot which one of the Chabad rabbis, I think. So he holds it's actually the opposite, because you go based on who was formed. But in any case, that's a fascinating concept. A person has to honor his father and his mother. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, and mother-in-law. So this too actually doesn't mean moira, meaning revering, but honoring. So for example, meikadin, person could even call his in-laws by his first name, nevertheless, by their first name, but nevertheless, the custom is not that way. In today's terms, I think it's usually disrespectful, but halachically, person has to know what the halach is, it's true. But father and mother-in-law, there's a mitzvah to honor them. Where do we learn it from? From Davda Melech, he called Shalom Melech Ovi, my father. Now, when it comes to honoring a person's grandfather, this means a person's father's father, also a person's father's mother, and it actually overrides his mother's father and his mother's father. Very interesting. Meaning a person's father's father comes before a person's mother's father, And all this again is an extension, pashupshat, similarly, on the honoring of his father. So the question is, if a person's father is already not in this world, does he still have an obligation to honor his grandparents? So ma'aseh d'halacha is that we are machmir to do so. And really, the discussion is who takes precedent, which is also interesting, because some say that if the grandfather and the father are around, so taking care of the grandfather is really taking care also of the father, because he's honoring his grandfather because of his father. If a person wants to honor, says a kid, so you really want to honor your father and your mother, person, meaning because the honoring one's parents also applies after death. So it's important to know that. We mentioned that there could be even an aspect that's even greater. So a person has to know, says a kitzer, that the greatest honor a person can honor his parents is by being busy with Torah Ma'asim Tovim. That's the greatest honor. Why? Because people say, well, fortunate to this father and mother that brought up such children. The child is not going in such a way, then Chas V'Shalom, his parents are shamed, both in this world and in the next world. Similarly, the father wants to have compassion for his children. The best thing is be busy with Torah Ma'asim Tovim and be good to people. If a person doesn't do so then his children are also degraded. And Chas V'Shalom, if children follow the ways of their parents, so if they follow the ways of their parents, not only do they get punished for doing the actions themselves, they get punished also for the actions that their parents did. That's called poikin over the avos habanim. So therefore, there's no greater cruelty, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, than to cause a person's children to go and sin. And the greatest compassion they can have is where a person is causing his children to go in the right path. What about a convert? A convert is not allowed to curse his father, who is not a Jew, and can't degrade him either. Why is that? Because although we know that a convert is really born, so he doesn't have any relatives, even including his parents, but nevertheless, we say, we should never be more lenient, since in the non-Jewish world, it is still a concept to respect one's parents. So when he was before he converted, he was respecting his parents, and certainly now he shouldn't go lower. When you're getting, you're becoming Jewish, you're only elevating yourself. So therefore, a person should still show some level of honor for his non-Jewish parents. Next. By the way, Moshe has a tshuva actually discussing taking care of a convert, taking care of his parents in the hospital, etc. He has to take care of them, no one else. And this is really a kol satoyf, gratitude for the fact that they brought him up. Siman Kuf Mem Daat starts the laws of honoring one's Rebbe, or honoring any Talmud Chacham, very appropriate. Well, we just lost the Gadol Ador of Gershon Edelstein, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, a giant of people. And Chazal, so Kitzur teaches us the following. Persons are obligated, it's an obligation to honor one's Rebbe and to revere him. And this actually is greater than one's father. Now, this is logically based on the idea that a father brings, on a simple level, usually takes care of the physical needs. And the Rebbe takes care of the spiritual needs. Nevertheless, many of the laws we're going to discuss today apply specifically to Rebbe Muvhak. I mean, someone that you learned most of your Torah from. So the post can point out today, it's hard to find that. Because if a person studies books and Gemaras and everything else and Daf Yomi, he's learning more from the Daf Yomi and the Gemaras and the post. Nevertheless, it's interesting. Sometimes a person could listen to one Rebbe all his life. And really, you find the Rama already mentions that when a person's shaped, let's say a person taught someone Hasidus and Pnimius and whatever it is, and really shaped their lives and changed their lives, that could very likely fall into the category of Rabbi Muvhak, and therefore one has to be very, very careful with the respect that he gives him. But even without that, there's a regular halacha to honor both people that are elderly, as we'll see what age, and someone that's a Talmud Chacham. So the Pasuk says, as the Kitzur says, Zaken means a Talmud Chacham. So it's based on the Pasuk. Now, this applies. So the mitzvah says, positive command to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham, especially if he's muflik b'tar, an unusual Talmud Chacham, someone that knows more than others. So even if he's not related to you, he's not your Rebbe Mimov, you have to stand up for him. And even if he's not, like we said, old in age, there's a mitzvah, separate mitzvah, to stand up for someone that's elderly, that's 70 years old. And even if he doesn't know anything, as long as he's not a Rasha. So that's why today is a lot of applications. Someone that say, you're in a wedding. People get up for Chasna Ka, which is a whole controversy, if you should. But no doubt, if you're within 4 amas, about 6 feet of a nun, of an older person, that the grandparents walking down and they're 70 years old, you have to stand up. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, even a non-Jewish old man, we are mehadel with words. We don't mamish stand up, but we support him, help him, and this and that too. Especially besides that, it's also like Kiddush Hashem. There is an opinion that says that when it comes to an elderly person, even 60 years old. So Mirka, then we pass on 70, but there is an inner to the 60 years old also. Three people are walking, and you have the Rebbe in the middle. So the closer to him is to the right, and the low, let's call him the lower level, is to his left. If you're walking with your Rebbe alone, you should be to his left. Also, you should be a little bit behind, but to the right and to the left. It's an incredible, great sin to great Tamid HaChacham, to hate them. Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Tamid HaChacham, that were degraded, as it says in the Pasuk. And someone that's Mevazah Tamid HaChacham, that loses his portion in the world to come, which is quite scary. And busy could even be after death. So that's why it's so important. And so it's important to be careful when we speak about Tamid HaChacham. Chas v'shalom, person could lose his chayek in the next world. And lastly, in this halacha, a person is not allowed to be mishamish, what's called shayna halachas. Shayna halachas means someone that at least studies mishnayos, which is very interesting. If you can't ask someone that does mishnayos to get your drink, really in trouble. First of all, so there's many exceptions to that, especially to this world, especially if either you're paying them or it's a rebbe using his talmud, and that's where we're a little bit more lenient in this regard. A talmud chacham who has merchandise, you have to make sure that he sells his merchandise before anyone else. Unless there's also a non-Jew selling the same merchandise anyway, he's in competition. But otherwise, anyone in competition is not allowed to sell their merchandise until Talmud Chacham. I don't know if people are so careful with this. It's definitely a halacha that's important to have in mind. And lastly, comes to Talmud Chacham, even if he makes money, even if he has money, but his main focus is that, A, that he understands Torah all over Shas and Peskim, and Torah, which means his main occupation is Torah, the halacha is that really he should be exempt from most of the taxes. The tricky thing is today, if you have governmental taxes, you can't just do that, but as much as possible, to avoid the Talmid Chacham paying taxes, that is the obligation, and everyone should do whatever they can, especially what's called Tuvei, the leaders of the city should look to see to make it easier for the Talmid Chacham. Have a beautiful day.